Hell no. Okay. Okay, yeah.
What?
It's working out. Okay. Great.
You already
Welcome
swore.
back. Huh?
You swore.
No. Just
Redo.
no.
I declare redo.
Fine. No. No. You know what? No, just 'cause you said that, no.
I
Hey, my
declare
name is Brett.
redo.
My name is Brett.
I'm Aaron, and I'm declaring redo.
And this is We Play Gaming. We're coming at you with all new equipment, all new hardware, everything.
And his computer beats me by 0.1 according to the math that he did on his computer.
The Windows experience thing has a rating scale from 1.0 to 7.9. And for some, I don't understand. 7.9. Well, I'll just make it 10.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I got a 32.3. You got a 32.2. So blah. Mine still beats yours.
Care.
Me and Aaron both. Well, me and you both experienced hardware difficulties. Mine
Yeah.
first. Mine first of all. I had my laptop and sitting on my lap, sitting on the charger. The dog ran across me, snatched the laptop by the cable and yanked it out of my lap. And there went my laptop. And you, what happened to yours?
I was at work. I left it charging. Left it charging with a game running, because I didn't want to have to save my checkpoint and all this crap. And I guess with the processor running on overkill with the charge at the same time, the fan didn't kick on. It overheated it to over 212 degrees, and it failed to shut off like it's supposed to. Melted the components inside. Essentially, it just caught fire. Melted.
So your computer melted.
Yes, essentially, it melted. Isn't that
Yeah,
great?
well, of the number of things that have happened to that computer, to your laptop, I have the entire food pyramid inside of
All
it.
right, all right, all right. No one needs to know about that. That was all Heather's fault. She started
Yeah. So,
it.
yeah, we're coming at you with all new equipment.
Brand new Toshiba laptop over here.
I got a Dell. Hey, it's nice. I got iCore 5, and I mean, I didn't have enough money to shell out for iCore 7, but
That would have been
yeah,
nice.
it's another thing. Here's Aaron over here. Here's you. You're the PS3 guy. I'm the 360 guy, and I got the computer with Intel. You got the computer with AMD. So yeah.
AMD's where it's at if you're too poor to buy GeForce.
Okay.
Which I am.
Well, due to past references and personal preferences,
Ha, you're right.
yeah, I didn't know. I tend to trust Intel way more than I will AMD. I'm probably gonna get a whole bunch of hate mail for that, but I don't know. Yeah. So. Anyway, where we play gaming, you can visit us at weplaygaming.blogspot.com. You can take a drop by weplaygaming.com. That is our main site. You can visit our forums there. You can join the forums, which we're still working on, but you can add and follow us on both Facebook and Twitter. Cool thing about the forums, you can. Of course, you can register, you can be a big part of it,
Get
help us grow.
involved.
Yes, get involved, help us grow. Just help us out. We're a couple of goons. We need a few more.
Who are you calling a goon?
You
Oh, okay.
and me.
Just making sure.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, what have you been up to for the past 2 weeks?
Past 2 weeks?
Yeah,
Well,
it's been 2 weeks
besides
'cause
my
of
computer blowing up and
Yeah, that's the reason
utterly.
why we couldn't come at these loyal listeners last week.
Yeah, besides that and the utterly depressing disappointment that came with it, I
Depressing
started
disappointment. That's
school.
a kind of disappointment that you don't really want to have. Is it disappointing,
Yes, exactly.
huh? Depressing.
Smart aleck.
Depressing disappointment.
Anyways,
Yeah. You started school.
My first day of school Tuesday.
So where are you going?
Ohio Center for Broadcasting.
Yes.
Which is, hey, guess what? I'm already broadcasting as we speak right now.
Oh.
But not professionally. That is so funny.
I'm sorry, that was funny. It's like, oh, we're broadcasting. I'm sorry. Anyway, continue. What's you been up to?
It's a fun place. Good people there. Fun to be at. Not like a normal school.
Yeah, you got to meet somebody pretty popular.
Yes, I got to meet Christy Capel from Fox 8 News today.
Wasn't she in a pageant?
She was in Miss America. She was Miss Missouri.
Miss Missouri.
For 2011.
You got a nice picture with her. You look too, like, so excited. You're like, yeah, she's next to me. Ah! Yeah.
It's good to know people in the business.
Yeah, it is.
It's all about who knows you.
Yeah. Who, the connections. That's what it's all about. Exactly. And unfortunately, I have little of those.
Yes.
Thank you, Aaron.
I'm just declaring, you know, you're right.
Yeah. Why don't you face the microphone a little more? You sound like more backgroundy.
I'm always backgroundy.
Yeah, you are. We need another microphone. We only got one microphone. Would we be able to
simultaneously...
Huh?
Wouldn't that create a type of feedback?
Nope. Oh. Nope.
Was that necessary?
Yeah. Dang. Was that all you've been up to for the past 2 weeks?
That and a ton of work. Got to see my girlfriend yesterday. Was that yesterday?
Yeah. Wait, no. 2 days ago.
Got to see my girlfriend 2 days ago. That was nice.
Clearly, you didn't do anything yesterday.
Hadn't seen her for 2 weeks yet. Yesterday, I passed out around 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you only have 1 hour of sleep Tuesday. Why'd you wake up went to sleep, sorry.
No, I went to bed at 3:30 p.m.
I woke up at 7:30. Like an hour later. Oh.
No, that was at night.
Oh. Anyway.
What about you?
But, anyway. Enough of you. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. This past week, what have I been up to? I've indicated our absence as to why we have not been able to come at you with the podcast last week, because we had no hardware in which we could use to do it. And we're coming at you with Pro Tools now. We were working with another program before. What up?
I think it's funny that both computers died within 3 days of each other.
Yeah, yeah, that's...
It was like a sign from...
Somewhere.
Somewhere that this podcast should not go on. But well, I think we should challenge that.
Well, after emptying our pockets, we attempt to prove otherwise. We're coming at you for the first five podcasts with a different program. And we're back at you with Pro Tools this time. This is new. We're still getting used to it. This is the first podcast we've used to record. First time we've used Pro Tools to record the podcast. But hopefully it's working pretty well right now. I mean, right now it's working real well. A lot better than it was before. I got Portal 2 a couple weeks ago. It was actually shortly before my computer went to crap, which I was kind of okay with, because that computer really wasn't working for me very well, and I just got Portal 2, so hey. And after shelling out my entire bank account, got another computer. Got Portal 2, played through it. Absolutely hilarious game. The dialogue in the game is just so funny. Just sitting there listening to the turrets, and every time somebody was talking, I think his name was Whitley. Whitley was the guy, like, he was kind of a dummy. I can't remember the woman's name. Gladys. Gladys was the other one. She just listening to them both, I just had to stop my gameplay just to listen to them talk, because it was always so funny. It was humorous completely through the game. It was a few hours of gameplay. But if you get the game and look through the achievements first, you'll be quick to learn that Portal 2 is primarily like a co-op game. You can play it through co-op. It's a lot more fun. I gave Cecilia a remote, and she's getting used to the controls of it and everything. She seems to be having fun with it, so which is a pretty good thing. Anyway, played through it. Fun game. I played it through, and now I'm going back through to get all the achievements. We're going to be reviewing this one next week. Other than that, ain't much happened to me. Big day at work a few days ago.
Big day.
Auditor came, and we got a 96.8%. So it was pretty good.
All right.
Yeah. So we're doing good. Cecilia just started her job. This is her first day out of orientation.
I'm excited for her. What time does she get off tonight?
It's 7:31 right now. She should have been getting off. I think she got off. Supposed to either get off a minute ago or 31 minutes ago. Anyway. Apart from that, we've had a lot of car problems with Cecilia's car. Her little Chevy Aveo. Chevy Potato. Yeah. It looks just like one.
If it was tan, I would put it in an oven. I would be like, that is the biggest potato I've ever seen. And then
it's our Batmobile. It's currently undrivable. It's sitting at her parents' house. And her dad's pretty well versed in the mechanics field, so he's going to be looking at it, and anything he can come up with, we're going to just go out and get the part and assist in putting it in and fixing it and whatnot, so we can have two cars again. Because this one car thing, I'm glad our schedules work the way they do, because otherwise we'd be screwed. Anyway, that's been my week.
Seems like an alright week compared to other
things like, you know, more car problems and more broken laptops.
Exactly. Way to be sarcastic.
Yeah. I slap you in the face with that sarcasm. Anyway, what's the game title? Actually, we're coming at you this week with two. Count them, two games, game reviews this week, and because we happened to miss out last week, we thought we'd make it up to all you listeners out there with two reviews in this one podcast.
Both new releases.
Yes, both new releases. One is Driver San Francisco, great game, and the other is Dead Island. Let's start at the top.
Driver?
Yeah, Driver San Francisco. It's available for the PC 360, PS3, and the Wii. I will indicate, if you have a Wii, don't bother getting this game. Because, I read up about it. What?
If you have a Wii, you shouldn't bother getting any game. Just saying.
Yeah.
Nintendorks. It just comes on too easy there. They publish Barbie and they publish...
Now we see who doesn't like Wii. I'm okay with Wii. I guess I just have to get one. I just gotta get one and just experience it for what it is. It's not really doing all that great right now, but hey, there's always the future. Anyway, yeah, this game is for the PCs, 360, PS3, and Wii. The Wii version is like, I want to say like a totally different storyline and everything. Because when I was reading up on it, Driver San Francisco, this one that just came out, takes place a few months after Driver 3. And the Wii version is supposed to be a prequel to what I believe is the first one.
Yep.
And I don't know. I guess I have to look more into it. But another thing about about the Wii version, you can't shift, which I believe is the main reason why this game came out.
That's very disappointing for Wii owners.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main features about this game, and you can't even use it on the Wii.
Which is also very disappointing to me if you guys own a Wii. Just saying.
Okay, Aaron, we get it.
It's okay to be opinionated. Everyone's allowed to speak.
Yeah. In the Wii version, you can't shift, but you can shoot in the vehicle. Like, shoot your gun in the vehicle.
But you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that on the PS3 and 360 version.
It's like video game companies take everything good out and put just certain stuff in that say, okay, well, this game's just...
Let's try to make up for the...
They did with Grand Theft Auto 4 when they launched that. They took out the jets, and they took out customization options with the clothing. I mean, you can't really customize anything.
Well, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can, man. No. You haven't played Grand Theft Auto 4 enough, because, I mean, there's...
Compared to San Andreas.
No, it's about the same.
Not even close.
You're crazy, man. I got Grand Theft Auto right here, and Grand Theft Auto 4 right here. We're gonna throw it in a little bit later. I mean, it actually has.
Maybe the Xbox version has a little bit more stuff in it.
I guess, because I mean they're about the same as San Andreas. I mean, you're going crazy.
I'm always going crazy. What else is new?
Yeah, I'll say. But anyway. You've played this game more. You haven't beaten it. What? Okay. So what's up with the storyline? What's?
Well, first off, you start. It takes immediately. It takes place immediately after the third one. So you're Tanner again. You're chasing down Jericho. And then it goes over to the beginning of the game, which is Jericho's now in jail because you got him in the third game. And then all of a sudden, it shows a cinematic. A girl shoots from a chopper, blows up the police escort.
Yeah, Jericho is in a police escort van.
Yeah, like he's in one of the prison vans. Yeah. And he takes possession of it by use of Hollywood-style moves.
Yeah, he's got, like, this acid stuff. Like, he's in... he's in chains. He's in chains and everything. And he had this, like, acid stuff and a vial inside of his mouth, whatever. And, you know, he melted chains, attacked the vehicle, and took it over, whatever.
And then...
Everything uncapable outside of Hollywood.
Of course, Tanner is the protagonist of all the story. So he gets the mission. You get the mission as Tanner to... track him down and take him down again. Well, you track him down right then and there.
Yeah.
You know exactly where he's at. You're right next to him. So you follow him. And then you get...
Aren't you driving like a Charger in this game?
Yes. Is it a Charger?
I can't remember.
No, check the back of the game case because it says...
Okay. I'll load a little bit.
Well, that way we let our fans know. It's the same car from all the other Driver games. His patented one.
Yeah, it's just newer.
But the... thing is, when you start chasing him, you'll lose sight of him. It'll go into a cinematic, and then it'll be right behind you.
Yeah.
Now, when he's right behind you, you gotta drive away from him, he'll keep hitting you. Mm-hmm. You'll hit a car, spin out, goes to a cinematic. Eventually, long story short, you end up in a coma from a truck hitting you.
Yeah.
And while you're in this coma, he doesn't know he's in a coma. He thinks that he survived all this without scratches, without bruises, and he's still on the pursuit. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he realizes he can shift into these different bodies, all these vehicles.
Yeah, so like he gets like an out of body experience, and he's like up into the sky, and when he's in the sky, it has like a bird's eye to a blimp type view, like
exactly.
Yeah, you're like you're just floating around in the air, and you can just go possess other cars.
It's a very very unique experience, very addicting. Very arcade style, but very, very cool.
Yeah, this game is a very arcadey type.
Very. One thing I want to mention is it's not like Driver 3 driving. It's like the very first Driver driving. They brought back the drift aspect, where every time you turn it slightly, your car's going to go into a full-blown drift, and you got to counter-steer and everything, and the counter-steer is so fun.
Yeah, I think every Driver game has a different driving...
They do.
Different types of driving. This game has been in production for, like, I think it was somewhere around 4 or 5 years already. I'm surprised they came out of it.
No, I haven't beaten the game yet, but I want to know what it matters that he's in a coma, that you're in a coma.
Yeah.
That you're stopping Jericho in a coma, but not in the real world.
Yeah, because in the real world, you can't fly out of body and possess other cars.
Well, I want to know what it has to do with him being in a coma. I mean, what's the point of doing all this in a coma anyways?
Yeah, so we haven't reached the end of the game. So, I was going to ask you that before. I was reading up on it. I mean, okay, so this dude's in a coma. He played the entire game completely through, and I guess at the end of the game you wake up, and so
the TV,
you know,
the TV in his bedroom influences what's going on in the
story. Yeah, so like when you're asleep and you can
there was
whisper
a news
into the person's
on
ear while they're asleep, and then they supposedly start dreaming about it.
My mom did that to me the other day. Didn't even realize it. But long story short, there's a TV in his room, and there's a news story going on about a platinum heist. Well, he thinks Jericho's behind it in his dream, and he chases down the people, tags their cars, everything.
Right.
And it's a platinum heist. You know, he finds a car, there's platinum in it. Long story short, it's just whatever's going on in the real world that influences him because he's hearing it.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess if you wait, he wakes up and he's like, okay, let's go there.
Yes.
I guess.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Throughout the game, though, he sees billboards, certain divine signs that say, wake up, Tanner. Do it again.
Yeah, like
Tanner.
Big black, like the big black got milk signs.
Yes, kind of like that.
Look just like that. They're just big billboards all over the city and everything.
But instead of saying got milk, it basically just says got shift.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, the sign. I mean, ahead of time, you already know pretty much what you got to do. But that there's always a sign that says go get him.
I think he might
like
have a feeling that he's in a coma though. Like, the actual personality of him, because he's seeing these signs, he's recognizing, he's like, that's weird, you know, something's not right here.
Yeah, like, eventually what I was reading on, I think, like, eventually he does figure out, like, he's in a coma, like, something's going on.
Don't ruin the story for me.
Sorry. No more spoilers.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Gyro San Francisco, you're still going after Jericho, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, but... But yeah, this game is a lot better than it does the driver franchise real good. The other three, yeah, they had their moments.
Driver 3 was definitely my favorite, I gotta say, because you could get out. It was easy gunfights.
Yeah,
it was
more Grand Theft Auto feel. There's more Grand Theft Auto feel.
It
to
was.
That one, yeah.
But when they take it out, I mean, after Driver 3, they came out with Driver Parallel Lines, which had nothing to do with any of the stories.
Yeah.
It was just its own subset story. They'll probably come out with the Driver Parallel Lines 2.
Yeah, I didn't even know that one was made.
Oh, it was a fun game, but it was nothing to do. Nothing like the old ones. It was vulgar and not teen rated. But it was a fun game, too. Now, Driver 3, like you said, had the Grand Theft Auto feel. I find it funny how they took out the ability to shoot guns and the ability to get out of your car in this game. It's a bold move, I gotta admit. But it's still fun. Still
worth
it's
still
$60.
It's still fun because, I mean, one, the graphics are a lot better, too.
Graphics are
they
beautiful.
Got licensed cars like Ford, Volkswagen, Dodge. They got, I mean, they got Lamborghini. Yeah, they got everything.
Have fun parking at a gas station in a police Crown Victoria pretending you're about to catch a speeder.
Yeah.
And then you can actually tag a car as a cop. The car will then start running from you.
Right.
And what I mean by tagging a car is you bump into them.
Yeah.
And the car will start running from you, and then a mission will start saying, chase him down.
Yeah, there's...
It's so fun. And you get other cop cars that'll be driving along with you, and you can shift in between them. Like, if you crash, you press R1 or whatever, you're playing on an Xbox, whatever.
Right.
You press that button to shift, you'll shift to the next person, and you just continue the pursuit from there. It's just so fun with the cop chases. I love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of the chases that you see in a lot of the prior games where you're chasing someone and you have to you both have like a damage meter and you have to take him down and you have to keep hitting him until his damage is all the way down and you win. But there's a lot of cop chases like that that you can do, and you get these what is it? Is like, is it like experience or is it money or what is it? You have it, like you do crazy stunts, like you swerve close next to a car, or jump a hill, or jump over a car. Or
essentially, it's a drift. Form of currency. It's I call them insanity points. That's my preference for them. It's like
what are they actually called? I can't remember.
In Burnout, if you guys play Burnout, you would when you would do stupid crazy stuff, you would get more boost. It's basically the same thing, but instead of boost, you get these insanity points for doing all this insane stuff.
The more crazy crap you do,
you can buy garages where you can just drive straight through it and it repairs your car. It doesn't. There's no loading time or anything. You just drive through the area, it repairs your car.
There's an area where it's like Need for Speed Underground, where like there's a small spot that you can drive into and you can drive to. And it's like the designated garage area where you have to drive in there and press a button to enter the garage and everything.
There's also that.
Yeah, but this one, I guess you say, I mean, you can just drive through this designated area.
Yeah, you can floor through it
just repairs your car immediately. Or stuff like that.
You can do it as many times as you want, you know. Getting a ding in your car, you're like, gosh darn it, driving on that side of the road, just drive right back through it, try it again.
Yeah, and with these experience points, you can unlock cars and
you can
upgrades.
Buy cars. You can buy upgrades for shift, for boost, ramming power, stuff like that.
That's the thing about shift. Like you only have so much time that you can be shifted, that you can be in shift. Like you can like the more upgrades you get for it or whatever. The further away you can shift.
The further away from your car.
Yeah, from where
in you the per- city at all from the beginning, mm-hmm. as long as that part of the city is unlocked.
Before but you start getting into the experience.
The more you zoom out, the faster you can fly over the parts of the city. Like you could do the whole Bay Area, which is all of San Francisco, from shift level 3 or 4, whatever it is, in like.
Level 1 and 2 or whatever, you only have like street view, and then you have like a block view, and then I guess you go
further
out.
It upgrades to like
out.
A full county, then it upgrades to basically the whole San Francisco chunk.
I'm really liking Pro Tools.
Did it mute him?
It compressed it. Yeah.
Good dog.
Yeah, keep barking. Keep barking, bud. But there'll be online online play as well. From what I saw, there's supposed to be like 9 different types of gameplay multiplayer mode.
I think there's 14, to be honest.
What I read, they said 9, and they've only announced 2, which are Blazer and Tag mode. I haven't read much about them, so I don't know much about that.
I don't play any driving games online.
You don't play multiplayer.
I play multiplayer all the time. I just don't play them on driving games. Now, this I'll probably make an exception for because the shift races.
Well, the multiplayer isn't out yet. Well, like all these yet. They're just announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They're supposed to be patches.
Of course.
Sit up.
I'm stretching.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you know the rules. What would you give this game?
I would have to give it a 7.
Yeah, I get just what I've been playing. I'm a big car game fan. I'd have to give this game an 8. I'd have to give it an 8 out of 10. Definitely go get it as soon as you can. As soon as you have the $60 or $54 if you like to buy used games. Cough, cough, hint, hint.
You can return it to GameStop if you don't like it. If it's pre-owned.
If you get it from GameStop.
Yes, if you get you have to get it from GameStop. That's the trick.
Or you can get it from Amazon. Hell of the compression. Cecilia's coming back. Yeah, she's home.
Okay. Hi, Cecilia.
Hey.
How was work? That's good.
Yeah, anyway, but yeah, I would have to give this one an 8 out of 10. So, yeah, just go get it when you can. But yeah, that's Driver. Huh? No, it's fine. I don't need him pausing, crying. Don't whisper to me. We on the air. Dang.
Alright.
Anyway, we'll learn.
So that's our review of Driver.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Driver, San Francisco. Next game is Dead Island. Available for the PC, PS3, and 360. Oh, yeah. I wanted to mention before the developers of Driver, Ubisoft. So it took a few years to make, but they did it. It was mentioned in E3 in 2010. But
it was actually supposed to be released in August of that year, and then they pushed it back a year.
Yeah, they pushed it back a couple times, yeah.
And then they pushed it back to September, and then we're like, okay, finally it's coming out, and they pushed it back one more week.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to get body count, and then that'll hold me over till Driver.
Yeah.
Which I did.
And for people who don't know who Ubisoft is, it's the same people who made Far Cry, Assassin's Creed, Hawks.
Good X. Games. All good games.
I'm not a big Hawks fan. Anyway, yeah, Dead Island. From the makers of Techland, the same people who brought you Call of Juarez, but Bound in Blood, Call of Juarez,
The Cartel?
Yeah, The Cartel.
I just saw
came
this,
out just a couple months ago, yeah.
I just saw this on Steam for $50, I think it said.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks really weird and unique. We'll do a review when I get it, if I get it. I gotta see some game videos on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get it, you guys will be the first to know.
Yeah, you're a big Steam fan, right?
Yes, very. I have over 30 games on here.
Yeah, now that you have a good computer in which you can use these games, you can finally use a lot more. It was published by Techland and put out by Deep Silver. I've never heard of Deep Silver.
You've never heard of Deep Silver?
No.
They sound familiar, but I mean, I know I've heard of them, but I don't know where.
So okay, you've just.
I
want to
say
it.
They worked on SOCOM.
so we're kind of on the same level here. Like I've never heard of Deep Silver. You've only heard of them. Don't know anything about.
I think they worked on one of the old SOCOM games, but do not quote me on that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, Deep Silver. They put it out. Anyway, yeah, this game is a first person horror. You're on an island surrounded by zombies.
Tropical island.
You're on an island surrounded by zombies.
Yes.
Not like any other game you've ever heard of.
But, okay, pick the game you've heard of. I don't even know.
Yeah, at the beginning you can choose one out of four people to play as. The first one is like this Asian woman, named Xian Mei or something like that. X-I-A-N.
Xian. It's like some Asian name. I don't know. I can't pronounce foreign names.
I'll spell it out for you. It's first name X-I-A-N. Second, last name is M-E-I.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and Sam B is in this game.
Sam B.
Anybody who's ever watched America's Got Talent. Yeah, Sam B is totally different. He's a one hit wonder rap star.
Yes.
One
hit wonder and that's it. He kept trying.
He's an African American fella. Hey Diego. And you can choose him or you can choose a guy named Logan, or a girl named Purna, P-U-R-N-A. Anyway, yeah, you go through an island and try. You go through the island. All these quests are mainly like focus. You're trying to help all these other people, and like try to get them back stable or whatever. Like from what I played, I've only played a few hours. Not like all these people have a bunch of problems, and you have to go accept these side quests or whatever that help all these other characters, all these other people that need help. So you go out into the zombie wasteland, whatever place.
Zombie wasteland.
Yeah, whatever you want to call this island, but like you get to drive cars and run over a whole bunch of zombies.
That's always fun. Killing zombies with cars is very fun.
Yeah, and you can go through the island getting weapons, like all different random weapons, like baseball bats, crowbars, pry bars, broomsticks.
Dead Rising 2 in first person mode.
Yeah, there's a like machetes, a whole bunch of different stuff, and you can upgrade them. You can upgrade any weapon you find, which is really cool. When you're fighting the big, what are they called? The big ones.
Thugs.
Yeah. Those are tough right now. You. Yeah, I've been playing this game. I've only played for like 3 hours. 3 hours, and I'm only 12%. About 12% with this game. And yeah, huge game. Lots. It's well worth your money. Lots of quests. Yeah, it's a sandbox game. It's a sandbox game. So you got this main quest, and you got a whole bunch of side quests. And so I mean, everything's open to run around, and you can kill zombies or whatever. You know, get experience from them. But the main, after your first few levels, you'll want to go through and start accepting quests, because that's really the big way to get experience in this game, to level up and everything. And you can when you level up, you get this skill, you get it like a skill point or whatever, and you can use it on you can use these skill points on different stuff, you know more about it.
You can get a ton of weapons in this game, first of all.
Hey, hold on. Pause this.
Paused.
Okay, put that to the side. Okay, now, when you get these, you're over here sitting here playing a game or trying to record the podcast, And I know you real well. When you're playing a game, you cannot focus on anything but the podcast. Yeah, right. Anyway, but when you get these skill points, you can use them in upgrading your weapon durability, your max damage on certain weapons. You got blunt skill. You've got knife skills or something? Yeah, like
sharp weapons.
Sharp weapons. You can upgrade. There's millions of different ways you can upgrade them. But yeah, what's the main storyline like about?
I'm not really sure, to be honest.
Anyway,
it seems to be that rather than trying to get off the island,
you try and find the source.
Not really trying to find the source. You're just going with the flow until a certain thing happens, when you find out that, okay, something's actually not right here, and you just want to try and lay low.
So
I'm guessing.
Well, from what I've read, you eventually, like, you're instead of trying to get off the island, you eventually you're being directed by some guy to find like a cure for the disease or whatever, a cure for all the infections, and you try and go to the source of it all.
Flamethrower, that's a cure.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we need a flamethrower.
Why is there not a flamethrower in that game? There probably is.
I don't know.
You could probably make one.
Probably is. Me nor you have gotten very far into this game. But as far as I've gotten into it, yeah, I would love to get this game. As soon as I can shell out enough money.
Why? I bring my PlayStation over almost every day.
No, you don't.
Whenever I come over.
This is the first time. There's two times in
I just put my PlayStation 3 in the bag, and then I shuffle on over here for most of the
I had to wait 2 weeks.
So did I.
Whereas I can get it from my Xbox 360 and have it every day.
True.
And I can get my gamer score up. Blah. Yeah, yeah, I'm trying to get my gamer score up. Right now I'm too focused on the PS3. So, yeah.
Come to the dark side.
Good lord. Anyway, yeah. 1 out of 10, what would you give this?
10.
10?
Hands down, it's a 10.
Wow, okay.
You
haven't even played that
far. Can't give it. I've played a lot more than you have.
Well, yeah, you haven't gotten completely through. I mean, it was...
The flashlight is well done. The weapons are well done. The animations are well done. When you hit a zombie, their skin peels off, their bones show, their intestines.
Oh, yeah, that is another great thing. Another great thing you can...
Blood.
You totally disintegrate these zombies. You can cut off their arms and legs. You can bash their heads and you cut off their heads.
My favorite part is when, and you know this, but I gotta tell my listeners, the best thing to do when you're playing this game, kick a zombie down. Once they're down on the ground, face up, you gotta crouch down and just whittle on them with your fist. And then if you do it right, their head will move with your fist. You'll hit them in the cheek, they'll move
just
their head,
in
hit them
face,
in the
like
cheek
you're...
again.
For all those school fights that you lost, yeah, this is for you.
Yes, exactly. Such a fun game.
But, I mean, this is totally crazy. You can explode. I mean, you can explode propane tanks.
Yes.
Which
you found out the hard way.
Yeah, I found out the hard way. I threw a stick at a propane tank, blew up, killed myself. Hey,
you killed the thug.
I killed the thug.
That's what counts.
That's definitely what counts.
Taking one for the team.
Because apparently throwing the propane tank at the thug didn't work. So let's throw a stick at the propane tank.
Yes.
And anyway, yeah. Running features. I mean, just everything about this game, I absolutely adore.
The co-op is even well done. There is no lag at all in co-op unless someone has a really, really crappy connection. But the co-op is... perfectly done. Couldn't be better.
Yeah.
They're going to have downloadable content with co-op called Bloodbath Arena. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be pretty cool, I'm sure. Customization options, really cool. Like I said, there's a ton of weapons to choose from. There's probably over 300 weapons you can choose from.
I wouldn't say that much.
I would. Well, with the conditions, I mean.
300.
Altogether, there might be 90. altogether, but I mean, like, there's debilitating, there's repaired, there's flimsy, there's
fragile, that's another thing. As you progress to beat up a zombie or whatever, your weapon visibly see damage, like wear and tear on the weapons as you use them.
Yep.
So that's another cool feature. You can go to these stations where you can fix them and upgrade them.
And it's a lot smarter to repair them when they're at 76% every single time.
What is that?
Than it is to zero at 1% or 0%.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It gets too expensive.
Yeah, it costs money to upgrade and it costs money to repair.
Right.
And money is a very disposable resource in this game. You can go... there's, like, tons of bags and zombies, you know, whatever you kill, and you find just a bunch of random money and... You can go back to the same bag, like 30 minutes later, and open it back up and find more money in it.
Yep. It's Fallout and...
That's not Fallout, because you can't go... in Fallout, you can't go back to the same chest.
I'm saying the style of the game.
Oh, yeah. Like, the style of it, yeah.
It's mixed with Fallout and Dead Rising, I want to say.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great combination.
That's pretty accurate. You got the size of the map, and...
I think all the loving zombies gamers...
All
the zombie lover gamers have been waiting for this game for a very long time and didn't realize that it would manifest in the form of Dead Island.
Yeah.
This is the game you guys have been waiting for.
Yeah, there's not been enough marketing. I haven't seen much about this game. I mean, I don't know if it's just me and the fact that I don't...
There's been plenty of marketing on it.
Okay, I guess I just need to get cable.
Yes, you do need that.
Okay. That or if you follow Twitter long enough. But yeah, this game is definitely awesome. There'll be more to say about it on our website. As I don't know about Aaron over here, but from me, I'm gonna be on the forums a lot more. You'll see me talk way more about these games. But yeah, this game, I would have to give it a 9 out of 10. He's over here shaking his
head.
You're being mean.
These developers require some good credit. I want to give them an 11. I want to give them an 11. I don't rate games easily.
Well, you know what? 11's not on a scale from 1 to 10. Punk. So you're going to give it a 10. Anyway, yeah, I give this game a 9. I would definitely I definitely recommend this over Driver. Driver definitely, if both of these games, brand new games,
they're still good games.
Go get them both. Go get them both, but if you had to pick one out of the two, I would definitely recommend Dead Island. If you like driving games, Driver San Francisco is a great game, especially with the shift feature.
Fun open sandbox world.
Yeah. Well,
you're not always in
a mission. No. Driver San Francisco is not a sandbox game.
You're free to go.
Oh yeah. Wait. No. Sorry. What? Driver is Dead Island. Sorry. Driver San Francisco is a sandbox game. Dead Island isn't a sandbox game, but Dead Island is...
It has some key quality features of a
sandbox. Yeah, it's not linear. It's not linear at all. You can follow the main quest if you want to, when you want to, but other than that, you can get all these side quests and level your character, all that.
Walk around, kick zombies in the face.
Yeah.
Go on a zombie killing drive.
Yeah, really? Get in your car, just run over a whole bunch of zombies.
Really good for the nerves.
Yeah. Definitely a good game. And, as far as killing zombies, it's pretty tactical. I mean, I don't know if you're about higher level characters, but I'm kind of a lower level, so when I see a zombie running full speed at me, I have to run up and kick him and get down, crouch down, and start punching him in the face, like you said.
My style!
Yeah, and when you have like two or three running at you, in my level, I say, oh crap, turn around, run away. Or either that or start kicking and swinging like crazy.
If I only have one or two running at me, I wait for them, like I'll make sure they're running full bore. As soon as they get within range, kick, and they fall back. It's hilarious. Yeah. Stopped.
The health system, which is really funny, the way to heal yourself in this game is energy drinks and nutrition bars. Good influence. I would recommend, if you had to just pick one out of the two, if you're indifferent about driving and zombies, I would go with Dead Island.
I want to also add one more thing. If you're wondering if this game's going to scare you at all, it's got some good moments.
Yeah, it's got some jumpy moments.
It's got some really good jumpy moments. There's one mission where you go inside of a building, not going to tell you what it is, but you go inside of a building, you're looking for something. Long story short, the power's out, you got to turn on your flashlight. As soon as you turn on your flashlight, you're already hearing these noises of zombies, like, puking or whatever noise are.
Right.
And you're looking, all of a sudden you turn around, he's right there in your face.
So if you're in a room by yourself, and you're pretty easily jumpy, you're in a room, dark room, by yourself, listening to this game at the volume at full blast, you're going to be changing your pants a few times. I just about had to, and we had like 3 or 4 people here. I'm like, ah! I'm screaming like crazy, like, holy crap! Zombie jumping up behind me, latching onto my face, press L1 and R1 and get the punks off me. But yeah, great game. I want to get this. I'm going to have to go through all of my games and start 100%ing them and trading some in and get this game or something. I don't know, because, yeah.
I think first you should get Resistance 3 pre-owned so that way you can take it back.
Yeah.
That way we can get a good synopsis of it.
Yeah.
And then we can do a review on that.
We can talk about
that.
This more often, off-air. Well, yeah. Yeah, but anyway, Anyway, new releases. We're going to get into new releases.
What do we got?
Well, this is a big time, big time for releases right now. Big time for releases. We're going in September 15th to September 21st. First off, for the week, a lot of handheld releases for this next week. Moto Heroes for the Wii.
Boo, Wii.
Aaron, come on now. Give them some kind of credit. It's Nintendo. It's been around a lot longer than Sony and Xbox. But
good job, Nintendo. You've been around longer than anyone. You still manage to suck.
Oh, come on. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you, Wii.
I'll admit, Nintendo 64, you made my life. You made it perfect.
I will agree, the Wii isn't as great as the other consoles. But
whispering's not going to help. They can still hear you.
Yeah, as other Nintendo consoles. But I got to give them credit where credit's due. They did bring in.
They brought in a new motion sensor era.
Yeah, they brought in a new level of gaming. But I mean, I just got to get a Wii.
PlayStation and Xbox took the stuff that Wii did. If it wasn't for Wii, PlayStation and Xbox probably wouldn't have caught on to that.
Yeah, the only thing Wii is missing is just regular controls, motion sensorless controls. Then it would be just
universal.
As good. It would be just as good as Xbox and PS3 because Xbox got the Kinect. PS3 got the Move. Now all we need to do is get a control, get a regular control, regular non-motion control. But anyway, yeah. Moto Heroes for the Wii coming out on the 15th, and for the DSi, we've got Defense of the Middle Kingdom coming out on the 15th. And Bridge, a game called Bridge, coming out on the 15th. On the iPhone, we got Final Fight. It's a Capcom game coming out on the 15th. Street Fighter 2 for the iPhone, also Capcom. I know this is a RPG game. Okay, yeah. Get the name of this game: Dragon Quest Monsters.
Really?
So what do you do? Anyway, Dragon Quest Monsters Joker 2 for the Nintendo DS coming out on the 19th. Also on the 19th, we've got Kirby Mass Attack for the Nintendo DS. Yeah, Kirby game. I love Kirby.
Kirby's awesome.
A big pink fluffy ball. And for the Nintendo DS on a day after, on September 20th, Harvest Moon, The Tale of Two Towns. Yeah, I'm actually a past Harvest Moon fan. I actually kind of like
it. What is Harvest Moon? It sounds familiar.
You run around. You're this guy. You run around. You raise a farm. You raise animals, stuff like that.
Why does it sound
kind of Harvest Moon? It's not for everybody, but I was actually kind of one of those fans back when it was still out on like GameCube and stuff like that. I actually did kind of like Harvest Moon. But finally for the 3DS on September 20th, we've got Pinball Hall of Fame, the Williams Collection. I have no idea, never heard of this. Nintendo 3DS.
I like pinball games, but I don't know if it would be any better on a DS and worth the money. I mean, how much do the DS games go for now? Is it?
It's $30-$40. Some of them, yeah.
So I don't think any pinball game.
Again with your hatred against Nintendo.
No, it's not that. I just don't think any pinball game should be worth $40.
Well, I mean they're not all. I mean, don't quote me on that, but I mean I know they're about like $30. I know they're somewhere around $30 mark. I'm not often looking at the Nintendo DS section when I'm in Walmart or Best Buy or Target or something. But on September 20th from Capcom, we've got Resident Evil 4 HD coming out.
Booyah!
PS3. Be a little more open. Come on.
I kind of can't wait for that. Do we have a price tag on that? Because it's an already made game. They usually lower the price.
I don't know. I don't know. I've got no idea. I'm sure it'd be around $50, $60. I'm not. EA has got Burnout Crash coming out on PS3 on September 20th. It's coming out on PSN if I'm not mistaken. Coming out on PS3 and 360. For online games,
it's all right.
It's all right. I'll give it that. It's coming out ten. That the price tag on that one's $10.
I wouldn't pay more than $5 though.
Then maybe if I'm just gonna say maybe.
No one plays.
Maybe in a couple months, if it drops down to $5, yeah, get it.
No one really plays arcade games over the newest console games unless they've already beaten a game or you know.
There's a pretty high market for online games.
Online
and arcade are kind of going hand in hand right now.
Old school, yeah.
Like Trials HD. Trials HD is an arcadey game.
I never even heard of that.
Wow, okay. Yeah, so Gears of War 3, both limited edition and epic edition.
One's better?
I'm gonna go with one that says epic because it doesn't say limited. Gears of War 3 coming out for the 360 from Microsoft, of course, on September 20th. We've got a lot of September 20th releases.
We do.
Another one I've never heard. Rig and Roll Cutthroat Highway PC. It's a ValueSoft game. Never heard of it. I don't think we need to tell anybody when Gears of War 3 is coming out, because if you're at Walmart or something, they've got these Gears of War 3 cases inside of the game case, whatever, that has a countdown timer on the case.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But 5 days left on that from today's podcast. And another Nintendo DS game put out by THQ. Good old THQ. Barbie, Jet Set in Style.
I will never buy another THQ game in my life.
It's all coming out. Also coming out for the Wii. THQ isn't doing all that great right now, I don't believe.
They started going downhill when they made Homefront.
Their wrestling games are not. I'm not.
Their wrestling games are decent.
They're better for a THQ game.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
That's not saying a lot though.
No, it's not. Chuck E. Cheese's Super Collection for the Wii. Never heard of it. Chuck E. Cheese's Super Collection. There you go. Wii. Come on, Wii.
Retarded.
Oh no, that is offensive. I'm gonna have to edit this podcast now. Wink, wink, cough, cough. Action Strategy 4-Pack. Action Strategy 4-Pack. Action Strategy. So I wonder. Action Strategy 4-Pack coming out September 20th for the PC. I wonder what kind of games are in it.
Action games and strategy games, maybe?
It's hard to say. I want to say an RPG or something.
Might be a Barbie game in there.
My Little Pony?
Yeah, I get the My Little Pony one.
My Little Pony sounds pretty
good. Care Bears, too, you know? It could be action with Care Bears. Care Bears could wage war on My Little Pony.
Yeah. Ooh, man, that'd be awesome.
Write this down. We're going to be millionaires.
I'm calling Viva Media.
Nice.
As we put this thing out.
We already know the publishers.
And this next game, Draken Sang.
I don't even know.
Complete
if that's right.
Saga for the PS for not P, for the PC.
I remember playing the Flash version of that, and it was sweet.
Another ValueSoft game. Gears of War 3, of course, the standard edition coming out for the 360 on the 20th. Child of Eden. Yeah, we looked at it. Man, this is a trippy game. Coming off of the PS3 and 360, we saw
looks
a few
videos. Cool.
It's going to be compatible with the PlayStation Move and the Kinect. This is a very trippy game. If you like, what was it, Geometry Wars? If you like Geometry Wars, you'll like Child of Eden. Go get it. What else have we got? Oh, yeah, Persona 2. Persona 2 Innocent Sin for the PSP on the 21st. Also on the 21st, we got Rotastic for the 360, PS3, and PC coming out on the 21st. Also, Bunch of Heroes. It's a Bunch of Heroes coming out for the PC by NGD Studios. Might and Magic Clash of Heroes for the PC by Ubisoft.
NGD is in Miller Genuine Draft, or no?
No, NGD.
Oh, NGD.
Yeah. Come up with another witty comment then.
I'm trying.
Anyway, Might and Magic, Clash of Heroes, Ubisoft. I'm going to trust an Ubisoft game. They haven't really done me wrong coming on the 22nd. But anyway, we'll get into the 22nd. We'll get into more of those later. Oh, yeah, by the way, Cecilia. She sounds enthusiastic. We're not using the other program we've been using to use a podcast now, so we're using the Pro Tools, so Diego can bark all he wants.
It mutes him.
It automatically. It compresses him.
Let's get back to our listeners.
She looks pretty strained from work. But yeah, again, that's it for the new releases. There's a lot for the next week. Few notables, but there's a lot nonetheless. I guess that's going to do it much for this podcast. Again, hit up weplaygaming.blogspot.com. Visit us. Join our forums at weplaygaming.com. And follow us and join and follow us, add us, you know, Facebook, Twitter, all those fancy things, and just help us out. Come on.
You help us, we'll keep you up to date.
You got suggestions? We're open to them. Again, we're a new podcast. We're new to this world.
We're trying to be on top of the newest games and the most anticipated games.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be on top of Battlefield 3. I can promise you that, if I'm not still playing it.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about Battlefield 3 as well. You let me play Battlefield 2.
Bad Company.
Battlefield Bad Company 2. It was pretty good, yeah.
EA and DICE know what they're doing.
Yeah, EA. Anyway, you got anything left to add before I hit the stop button?
What's the date today?
15th.
The 15th? Correct. Just 30 more days left until Battlefield 3 comes out, you know. That's all.
Alright, and whatever the difference...
What is it, 22 days left until Ace Combat Assault Horizon comes out?
So we can clearly see that you're a war fanatic.
Extremely so.
And for all whatever the difference is between September 15th and November 11th, Elder Scrolls 5 Skyrim's coming out. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
That's gonna be a good one too. We will be on top of that as well.
Yeah, I already got it pre-ordered.
As do
just
I.
Gotta walk in and grab it.
I pre-ordered it yesterday.
I pre-ordered it long time ago.
This isn't a competition.
You know what? This is a competition.
Battlefield 3 2 years ago.
Okay. This is going to be more content for our website. We're going to make a page of the differences between you and me. Okay. One, you're PS3. Me, Xbox. You, AMD. Me, Intel. You got... Yeah.
I got it all.
And I got it all. We both got it all. Somehow. You got it all.
Oh, my heart, my hugs, my kisses. However that song goes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You like country. Every time I'm in your car, you're blaring country. Every time you're in my car, big heavy metal is blaring out every window that's down.
Metal, it sounds like vibration.
Yeah, I miss my system. But yeah. Anyway, join our blabbering at those sites. Join our forums. Give us some suggestions. We've got different sections up on the forums. We've got one editor's preference, which is RuneScape, and we're going to be we've got another forum category there. And that's my preference. I've been playing it for 10 years. How can I not? But anyway, yeah, just follow us. Yeah, whatever. Blah, I'm just rambling at this point. Let's press the stop button. You want to press the stop button?
Yeah, we will see you guys next time. I'm Aaron. All
right, I'm Brett. This is We Play Gaming.
See ya.
Later. Out.